organising it. I'm hopeless at organising it, so I've got somebody else sort of running around.
Well, I think that's a good thing.
I used to work for travel agents, you know.
Did you?
Wonderful, yeah.
When you weren't working for the family as a clerical assistant part-time for family allowance.
No, when I was at uni.
Yeah.
I went out with a girl whose father owned a travel agent. He used to answer the phone like, "Trevor, take travel, your holidays are my business." And he used to repeat everything. He used to sort of, he had a habit because he used to be in the army. He would sort of, he'd just sort of swear phonetically according to the radio alphabet. You know, this is, "Well, Foxtrot, Uniform, Charlie, Kilo, Echo, Delton." You know, it's absolutely Foxtrot, Uniform, Charlie, Kilo, Echo, Delton. And he always wanted to sell someone a trip to Norway. And I had no idea why.
Right, no.
But he never succeeded. And years later, well, about 2 years later when I'd finished, I was at drama school over here actually. We'd split up, the girl and I. We're still friends, that's good. And I thought, I woke up after a night in a sort of a, Knutsford. Mm. I woke up and I thought, I wonder if he'd be there. So I rang up and I hear this, "Trevor, take travel, your holidays are my business." And I said, "I'm just ringing up about the possibility of a holiday to Norway." at the end of the line, you heard this. And I hung up. Well, that's the sort of ponce I am.